Hello, beautiful soul being. Welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you, the animal lover, information, tips, and learning on soul-to-soul connection, animal communication, self-leadership, and all things spiritual. We will help you tune into the language of animals and the soul, inspiring you to gain a deep intuitive understanding of yourself and the animals. You become more connected, feelings of love and empowerment so that you experience harmony and joy. True soul-to-soul connection. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome, welcome. It is nearly the end of January 2020. Can you believe it? I thought I'd pop in and say hi. And also, I wanted to thank you so much for sticking with me. I know I haven't been very visible and communicative in the last probably 6 to 8 months. It's been a bit sporadic here and there. The reason for that is that 2019 has been an immensely difficult year for me and my family, and it's had a few highs but also extreme lows. So I'm really, really, really grateful it is now 2020 and I can already feel the shifts happening around us. I've also been told from our community that 2019 has been an extremely difficult year for many of us. And I would love to honor you to stick with it, to go through it, come out at the other end, still being here and acknowledging that it was difficult, looking back at it and learning from some of these things, looking at yourself and realizing, wow, I have experienced that. And these are the things that I have done to actually being able to cope with them. So I just want to honor you for hanging in there and seeing it through. And now in 2020, it is going to be a year of shifts, alignment, flow, and sensations of peacefulness and harmony and finding ourselves again. So, in saying that, it is going to be a massive year. We are going to have great connections. And personally, I would love to say thank you for being here and for supporting me, for following me, and also for teaching me and for allowing me to be inspired by you all. One of the things that I wanted to highlight is that the last 6 to 8 months, in terms of the work that I do, it has slightly been, it has slightly shifted. Most of you know me as the animal communicator. Now, that is part of the work that I do here. There are so many other things that I'm doing behind the scenes that really I haven't publicly spoken about as yet. But that is going to change. I have had numerous conversations with animals and also with people. And I have been connecting a lot with my spiritual team. The animals in particular have been telling me over and over again that they love that I work with them, for them, to help them. However, they're also telling me that I'm communicating with them because they are very, very focused on helping us humans to realize that we are not truly living how we are meant to be living. That we have lost our connection with our inner self. We have lost the connection with Earth, the animals, and everything around us. And they are here to help us to reconnect with that essence that is us. So, when I heard all of that stuff, and it keeps coming back at me, I was like, wow, that is a huge responsibility. How can I do that on my own? And they said, and I go, what about you? And they said, well, there are so many other people around you who help us, who can communicate with us and bring our messages into the world. For you, the focus is also to help us help you. And that means that they are here to help you, not just me, you as well. So I have worked a lot over the years with animals. I've helped them with aches and pains, identifying how they feel, what they need, so that we were able to help them. Some of these stories are absolutely amazing. And when I think back at them, and also still continue to work with the animals, it still blows my mind of what they experience. And when we help them, the changes that occur, it's just amazing. For example, I've helped someone who wanted me to connect to her dog. However, we ended up working with her specifically to identify what her spiritual abilities are. And now she's able to actually utilize her connections with the work that she does as a dog walker and also a healer. And she communicates to the animals now as well. Another story that I have is that I've helped animals to move from country to country. For example, a client of mine moved to the US from Australia, and we were able to help her dogs and cats to have a smooth transition because I was able to pick up from them what we can do to help them in terms of keeping them more calm, identifying what the process is. So basically guiding them every step of the way. And therefore they had a much better experience with that move. In addition to that, I've helped so many animals. And one of the things that I'm really honored to be able to do, but is one of the most difficult things to do, is to help them transition from the earth plane to the spirit world. It is a true honor to be able to do that because often animals are quite scared to do that. And to contact them after they've actually passed and then finding out that they are truly happy and that they're still connected to us is amazing. So what has changed for me? Things have changed for me so that I can be more of service to humanity. Things have shifted for me because I have amplified the abilities that I have to connect with animals, to connect with nature, to connect with the spirit world. And so I'm able to bring messages forth and help people to really reconnect with themselves. And that's going to have a ripple effect. So the more work we do together on ourselves, the more we are connecting to our true inner self, the more we are able to shine our light, and that is then picked up by other people, other animals, nature, and the rest of the world. So it will certainly have a ripple effect in that way. And I am convinced that we will experience feelings and sensations of inner peace, harmony. We can have more joy, and we love ourselves and everyone around us from a really deep place that is established through soul-to-soul connection. Because that is the core of what I do. And I realize this more so than I've ever realized before, that the core of what I do is soul-to-soul connection. And whether that is in person with you or with your pet, or whether that's with a tree or a plant, or whether that's with the spirit world, it all comes from the connection that we all have through the soul being that we are. And so I am actually creating a new program that is going to help you with that connection, that is going to help you to go really deep and to identify what it feels like to reconnect to your inner soul and to bring that love forward so that we can all experience the freedom to shine our light, experience the freedom to truly be who we are, experience the freedom to do what we are meant to be doing from a place of peace and love and joy, harmony. And we all reach that same level of vibration, that same level of energy or frequency that we can tap into to then create the harmony that we are so seeking around the world. And that will have an effect on everything around us, including the ecosystem. And so we can care more for ourselves and absolutely for others. And I'm really excited about that. When I tap into that, I can feel what we are going to create. And it's already happening. A lot of people I've spoken to this month have had the same sensation. We are shifting, but it's in the right direction this time around. And we are still learning, and we're learning together. I invite you to join us. I invite you to join me and many other people to do this important work together. I would love for you to join my Facebook group, Connecting Soul Beings, so that you can be inspired and inspire others in terms of this important work. I will also invite you to join my programs, my newsletter, and my podcast, Connecting Soul Beings, because I'm going to spread more of this vital information, inspiration with other people. I will have guests. I will share information too. Perhaps messages are being channeled that people are needing to hear. And I'm excited, very excited. And I can't wait to do this work with you. If you have any questions, feel free, give me a call, send me an email. All the details are below. And I really, really look forward to connecting with you very soon. Stay connected with love and grace. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring, high vibration episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I truly love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback. Keep connecting as they are truly inspiring. The easiest way to connect with me is via my website, www.biancaderose.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn under Bianca De Rose. If you love our community and this podcast, you can help us by sharing and liking the show via Pippa, YouTube, iTunes, and the website. And if you feel that Connecting Soul Beings and myself can help you connect to yourself and the animals, then hop on over to www.biancaderose.com and find out how we can truly connect and help you along. Thank you again so much. Stay connected with love and grace.